This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1235. Are you rocking your outfit today? How to comment on your clothes in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Do you like to talk about fashion? Maybe sometimes you have to find someone in a crowd and you need to describe what you're wearing. Today, get everything you need to do it in a fun and playful way in English.
All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, Michelle. It's going well. How about you? What's happening?
Not too much. Hey, are you sporting anything fun today?
Let's see. I'm sporting a pair of cutoff jean shorts, which are my fave, and a podcaster t-shirt. So my t-shirt says hashtag podcaster.
Oh, I like that. That's so official sounding, Lindsay.
I know. It really is. Thank you. How about you? What are you sporting?
Well, I was sporting a really nice dress today earlier, but it got so hot that when I came home, I had to change into a t-shirt and shorts, but they don't match. And my shorts are pink and have hearts on.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I mean, New York in the fall, in the late summer, early fall can be really hot. Jeez.
Yeah, that's true. It is really hot. And you know what? Earlier in the summer, actually, I think it was early in August, I made an Instagram video about this term, sporting.
Ooh,
right?
Yeah. What does it mean?
Well, it's kind of a cool way to say that you're wearing something.
Oh, cool. Guys, you should definitely go over, find our Instagram channel and watch that video from early August. That's so cool. I love that video.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, that was fun. You know, and I came up with it because I said it naturally. I said it in a conversation. I said, oh, I'm going to do a video about that, right? So yeah. You can know, like with these Instagram videos, guys, these are how people really talk, right?
natural.
At least how we talk, right? Of course, we can't speak for everybody, but these are things that people who are native English speakers might say.
Yeah, for sure. That's so true. And I know some of you guys are probably taking the IELTS exam, by the way, on a different note. And Michelle, you've been all over the place lately. You were on the IELTS Energy podcast. You were on the
jumping around.
I mean, what was that like being on the IELTS Energy podcast with Jessica?
Oh, it was so much fun. Yeah, we did a couple of episodes. We did one where we talked about, you know, how to be expressive with your voice in English. Mm-hmm. And that was really fun. Mm-hmm. And we also did one where I answered a test question about like who was my favorite artist,
interesting.
My favorite singer or whatever it was. And I had to talk for 2 minutes, I think it was. And it was really, really interesting. It was tough.
Oh, yeah, that is tough, talking for 2 full minutes. Well, guys, I just want to make sure you know that we do have that other podcast over there, the IELTS Energy podcast, and we have a special band score quiz that you can take now to get your estimated band score, right? What would you get if you took the test tomorrow? It's 7 questions. It's really simple. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
Okay, very cool. And Michelle, we hope to see you on that show again soon.
Definitely. That was really fun. Yeah. So with this term sporting, I just thought, you know what? I want to revisit that because there are a lot of different ways to say that you're wearing something in a more interesting way than just saying you're wearing, right? And actually, I remember, I just want to touch on something. I wish I had gone back, but I just remembered that there was a listener who was talking about, like, you know, could men say they're sporting something, or I forget exactly what it was. I mean, what do you think, Lindsay?
Ooh, could men say that? Yeah, I think so. I think a man so could too. Say, hey, I'm sporting a new pair of shoes today. How do you like them? Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, I don't remember exactly what the question was, but something like that. So yeah, just wanted to give a little shout out there. So hopefully that was helpful. But guys, we're going to talk about this more today. So you should definitely head over to episode 1135. I just love the title of this one. Yeah. Are Lindsay and Michelle fashionable?
Well, I can say awesome. I know I'm not fashionable. I think I'm going to have to up my fashion game now that I'm here in California.
That's right.
A little bit. Right. I lived in New York and I was not fashionable, but not terrible. And then I moved to Boston and I got kind of lazy because in Boston, actually Boston won an award for the worst dressed city. Did you know that?
No way. Really?
It did. People wear just like hoodies and jeans all the time. It's the worst. That's funny. And now that I'm in LA, I feel like I'm going to have to turn around and get better again about what I'm wearing. It depends on where you are.
That's so funny. Actually, you know what? The other day I bought something. I you know, do you ever like go shopping and then you see something and you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm like going to be confident enough to actually wear this when the time comes, but I think it's really cool that I'm in the store and then you don't know if you should buy it or not.
Right. Yeah. And so what happened? Did you buy it?
I bought it, but I'm like, I mean, all I can think about is how scared I am to wear it. Like, it's
what
like
is
this,
it?
It's a black. It's a black jumpsuit, okay. and it's like really wide with really wide legs, and like apparently that's like pretty in style, and it was on sale, and I was like, I don't know, I kind of tried it on as a joke because it seemed to me like something that, not that I don't think it's cool, but that almost like I'm not cool enough to wear it.
Oh, you're cool, Michelle.
Thank you. But I don't know, it's just like out of my normal style. So but I tried it on and I was like, I don't know, and I started talking to all the people in the dressing room, and then I got nervous, did I get the right jumpsuit, I don't know what I'm doing. It was a whole thing, but I haven't worn it yet. It's still in the bag. So guys, you gotta convince me to wear this.
Yeah, guys, come back to our blog, come back to this episode 1235 and give Michelle a little bit of encouragement here. All right,
right,
let her know that
right.
She should wear it and go for it, and you are cool, Michelle. Don't
Thank
ever think
you.
You're not cool enough to wear something. That's crazy.
Thank you, Lindsay. So guys, you know, if this is a perfect example, though, if I wore this, I might say I'm sporting my new jumpsuit, right? Mm-hmm. Because it's kind of like a unique thing. It's not something that I wear every day.
Yeah. I'm sporting my new jumpsuit. I like that. Yeah. I mean, you don't hear this all the time, but you definitely hear it sometimes. It's when we're wearing something a little special. We want to draw attention to it. Really useful word.
Right. Yeah. So you could say like, oh, you have to sport your fanciest shoes for this event, right? Or like, I'm sporting my awesome new sneakers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And there are other things we could say too, right? So like rocking something.
Yeah, that means that you're wearing something well, right? Like, yeah. I am rocking this new t-shirt, right?
Right. So instead of rocking, we're saying rockin'. So we're putting rockin'. We're dropping that G. Guys, we do this a lot in American English with certain verbs. So I'm rocking this new t-shirt. Or you could use that to comment on someone else that looks attractive to you. Like,
oh, yeah.
He's rocking those shorts or that t-shirt, that muscle shirt, you know?
Right. Or you could even say it in a different way. Like you could say, like, you got to rock that new outfit, Michelle. Don't be worried to wear it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when are you actually going to wear this outfit?
I don't know.
You have to. Maybe you have like a party coming up. You should really do it.
Yeah, I'm going to do it, guys. Maybe I'll post a picture. Maybe I'll put it on Instagram.
You should. This next one, though, I haven't heard this much, but I like it.
Okay, what is it, Lindsay?
Donning, D-O-N-N-I-N-G. And guys, make sure you're using the iOS app so you can see these words in the real-time transcripts, okay? And you could even choose to add them to your personal power list so you remember them, okay? Imagine how great it would be if you could answer just 7 questions and find out your English fluency level in a simple, easy way.
and find out what to do to reach 99% fluency. Well, you can do this by taking our quick fluency score quiz. What is your fluency score? Find out in just a few minutes. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
So it sounds cool, right? What does it mean then?
Yeah, it's also I'm wearing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you, Lindsay. I don't necessarily use this very frequently, but I think it's playful, kind of classy sounding. So I could say like, I think I'll don my sparkly dress to the party, right?
Yeah, I love that. And then another one is to have on or to put on, a little more descriptive, right?
Right, exactly. So have on is when you're already wearing something. Put on is like a command or talking about the action of getting yourself into the clothes, right? So she put on her nicest outfit for her date. So this is a little bit different than I'm wearing it, right? But I think it's right, because if you're saying about it, and if you see her and then you're saying put in the past, she put on, oh, look at her, she put on her nicest outfit for her date, right? So that's to say she's wearing.
Okay, I like that. Yeah, so these slight differences between these words are important to know. I mean, our listeners are ready for this. You guys are ready for this. And this is a great conversation topic too. So
yeah, this is fun. Yeah, and you could say like, she had on a blue dress. It was beautiful.
I like that. And then the last one, Michelle, is dressed in, to be dressed in something, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like this one. I think it's fancy sounding.
Ooh, how about this example? You can't miss him. He's dressed in a purple shirt and khaki pants.
Nice. Yeah. So I like that one. So guys, yeah, you probably always say I'm wearing, right? All the time. Mm-hmm. Right. So we want to give you some, I mean, these aren't like super complicated, but they're fun. They're a little bit different. Even something, yeah, like have on or put on. That's not, you know, complicated, but it's different. Just because you want to have some variety doesn't mean it needs to be like this like completely complicated phrase. Right.
I mean, the point is connection. And as you said before, it's a connection skill to be able to talk about your clothes, what you're wearing.
Right. Definitely. Yeah. And I mean, it can also help, like, let's say you're looking for somebody, you can help you identify someone or tell someone how to identify you. Right. Or just to talk about your style in general for storytelling, like how I just talked about that black jumpsuit.
Yeah, I mean, also maybe going back. So you said storytelling. That's interesting. I bet our listeners want to get better at also kind of giving detail to their stories when they tell stories about things that happened in the past, right? Yeah. It adds color to your story.
Oh, like, for sure.
So these are all really good things to use. Also, this would be great on the IELTS exam, right? Donning something. You're telling a story and speaking part two. And you know, I was donning my best dress. That's amazing, guys. I can guarantee you the examiner is going to look towards a 7 or an 8 for that, because that is special vocabulary.
Yeah. I love that one. Yeah. So definitely a great connection skill. So many things that you can use these words for. And I think it's going to be good for your conversation. So let's do a role play.
Okay. So in this case, we are working for the same company, but I work in San Fran and you work in New York. Okay. Have we met before?
We've never met.
Okay.
So we're going to meet for the first time for a meeting in person, and we're going to meet at a coffee shop. So here we are, where we are trying to locate one another and we're on the phone.
Okay. This is good. So let's do it.
All right. Hey, so where are you?
I'm in front of the coffee shop. I'm dressed in jeans and a white shirt.
Oh, man. Oh, there are a ton of people here. Do you see me? I'm sporting a fancy business suit.
No, wait, is that you? No. Do you see me? I also have on a red scarf.
Oh, there you are. Oh, nice. You are really rocking that scarf.
Thanks. I see you.
Okay, nice.
That's true. It's the reality of trying to find someone in New York on a busy street, right? Especially like in front of Union Square or something, in front of Whole Foods. It's hard to find people.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so here, you know, it sounds like we have a playful relationship that we've worked together a lot, but maybe we more so just talk on the phone.
It sounds like we know each other, right? Because there are certain signals that made us like, we know each other pretty well. Yeah.
Right. So yeah, some of this, you know, like I might not say in a formal situation, you're rocking that scarf.
Right. You're being a little bit sarcastic, a little funny.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. So maybe we can do like an episode more. Yeah. Maybe we'll do an episode more on like complimenting somebody in a formal versus informal way.
Right. Or if we don't know them well at a party, something, someone is new and we get introduced, what would you say? Right.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
Okay, lots of ideas for new episodes. And guys, remember, send in your questions. We love basing our episodes on your questions. So send in your episode topic questions to support@allearsenglish.com. We've also had students ask questions on Instagram, which is good too. And Michelle, I don't know if you've seen those. A lot of students are asking questions on Instagram. So that's another place awesome. Where we can grab questions. Yeah, very cool.
Love that. So let's go through it. So you said I'm in front of the coffee shop. I'm dressed in jeans and a white shirt.
Mm-hmm. So that's the most straightforward thing to say. And then you said, oh man, there are a ton of people here. Do you see me? I'm sporting a fancy business suit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm being kind of funny. And then you said, yeah, sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah, I said, I also have on a red scarf.
Right. And then I said, oh, nice. You are really rocking that scarf.
Yeah. So definitely it's not only that we know each other, we're kind of on a level of a good relationship where we kind of tease each other a little bit. We have fun. We've probably been working together for a while. Okay.
Exactly. And we're finally getting to meet. So that's awesome. So yeah, guys, you know, we didn't use all the phrases today, but we used a bunch of them. And, you know, this is like we said, you know, we're kind of joking and who knows the relationship, but it could be different depending on the relationship, the things that we would say. So we can do a follow-up on that at another point. So, but yeah, this has been really fun. Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
All right, guys. So the takeaway is, you know, talking about what you're wearing is something that's going to come in handy in a lot of situations. But you need the language to do it and do it right. So you don't want to sound too funny or too formal. You want to sound just right to make that connection. And in this case, it was important because you and I, we were colleagues and we were going to kick off our in-person connection for the first time. And that's an important moment, right?
Right. Exactly. So here we made that connection. We had a little bit of fun trying to identify each other. And it's just so much better than, like, imagine how boring it would have been if you just said, I'm wearing jeans and a white shirt. And then I said, I'm wearing a business suit. Oh,
boring.
I'm also wearing this. Oh, you're wearing that. Well, you know, like, we don't want to just be repetitive, guys. So we changed it up today. There are tons of different ways to say that you're wearing something.
Yeah, guys. So take a chance. Try using one or two of these new ones and just get out in the world and practice. Just do it, guys. Just do it. And don't forget to get your estimated band score for the IELTS exam. Go over to allearsenglish.com/myscore. We'll see you guys over there.
Definitely. All right, Lindsay, have a good one.
All right, take care. Talk soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.